Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, September 15th, 2009. The Israeli military injures two civilians in the Gaza Strip while settlers injure a farmer in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinian civilians were reported injured by Israeli military fire near Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday midday. Doctors said that Fadi Abu Ammar, 28, and his brother Muhammad, 26, were injured by fragments of a tank shell that exploded near them. Both sustained moderate wounds, doctors added. Witnesses said that Israeli tanks opened fire on residents near Khan Yunis without any reason. Since last week, Israeli tanks have been attacking border areas of the Gaza Strip on a daily basis. In other news, a group of armed Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian farmers in the northern West Bank on Tuesday, injuring one of them. Local sources said that the settlers attacked the farmers as they worked on their lands in the village of Ain Yabus near Nablus. Witnesses said that settlers opened fire at them, injuring Nader Hashem, 37, and also killing a number of sheep. Doctors said that Hashem sustained wounds on his chest, but he's in a stable condition. The farmers said that the settlers from the illegal Yitzhar settlement have attacked them on a number of occasions this week. Earlier, the Israeli military kidnapped six Palestinian civilians during morning invasions targeting two cities in the West Bank. Local sources said Israeli troops attacked and searched homes in the city of Bethlehem in the southern West Bank and Jenin in the north. The Israeli military announced that all six men were taken to military detention camps for questioning. In June, the Israeli military said it would stop its invasions into the cities of Ramallah and Qalqilia, as well as Bethlehem and Jericho. However, to date, attacks targeting those cities have continued. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Dina Awad and Ghassan Banoura.